Good morning. Good morning in the shower in Cork in Ireland on the 5th of July, the day after Independence Day. And I'm just getting in for a shower after listening to a woman called Sue Black, who I've never heard of before, talking from London on an audio booth. And she was talking to a guy called Techno Teacher, T-E-K-N-O. Techno Teacher, and they were walking around Waterloo Bridge, and the word Coder Dojo came up. Coder Dojo, C-O-D-E-R-D-O-J-O, and I thought to myself, I immediately, my attention was arrested, grabbed. And there was this woman who I knew nothing about. Turned out she's set up a new charity. That's another story. I don't know not much about it. But Coder Dojo, London. And then I thought, we got Coder Dojo in Cork. And then I think, we got Coder Dojo in Limerick and Dublin. And I don't know where else we have Coder Dojo, but Coder Dojo's going on and it's growing and it's a bit like an idea whose time has come. And I hope you haven't heard of it, because if I'm bringing you news about Coder Dojo for the first time, that it exists, you're going to get a little bit of a surprise. Now, some of you listening to this will have been the people who told me about Coder Dojo to start with. But it is kind of interesting how an idea can, an inspiration, and in this case it was a problem, I suppose you'd call it, that started Coder Dojo. This is my interpretation. There was a problem. The problem was that not enough young people can do the things they want to do. So you have all these young people working away individually or privately, playing with computers and wishing they knew more about it and having a clue where to go. And all these nerd kids who parents are worried about because they're not being sociable with other kids. They're locking themselves away in their rooms and they're doing things with their computers that their parents don't understand, So there's this kind of unsatisfactory situation. And somebody comes up with the idea that you could actually get all of these young people together and get them to help each other with all this kind of stuff that leads to Bill Gates. Leads to people building massive software companies or massive companies that need software and that change the world. And if you look into the future, you can be certain that there won't be any business, any big global massive organization of any type that won't need computing software and computers to do things for it.
We had the Industrial Revolution, and I suppose somebody's coined all the right phrases, like software revolution or God knows what kind of revolution you call it. But the bottom line is that we all know that computers are essential. I'm putting on shaving cream. But the interesting thing for me isn't kind of purely telling you about Coder Dojo. It is about how interesting it is that things can take off. Somebody, you get an idea, you talk to a few people about it, or rather, the other way around, you're talking to a few people about a problem, and an idea emerges, and nobody knows who owns the idea, and it doesn't matter anymore, because you've got a little collaboration, let's do something. Now, I don't know what role James Welton and Bill Lau played in the development of Coder Dojo at all. I don't know that story. I'd like to. I've probably been told it and didn't take it in. I would do it with a cup of coffee and somebody telling me about it. Sort me out. But it's about power of an idea whose time has come. If you can have an idea or get working on an idea whose time has come, you're going to have collaborators falling out your ears wanting to help you make it happen. Now we got coder dojos all over the world. Why? Because we live in an age in which there's a big issue about how we're going to help young people to live. I don't think it's even survive. Kids will survive. How can we help them? How can adults help kids? Because the process of helping kids makes living as an adult very worthwhile. It is actually an important and valuable role to be an adult. Life does not stop when you kind of leave the children's playground and become a one big long slog. You know, there is life in being an adult and being a parent and being, you know, strong for the future. And you know, that's a really interesting position to be in. You know, and to be bothered by how on earth can we make the world better for young people? How can I leave it better than it was when I came to it? I mean, that's a useful, knotty concern to have. Because it links you with lots of other people. You know, and your thing might be computers and somebody else's thing might be boats and somebody else's thing might be animals. Somebody else's thing might be poetry. You know, somebody else's thing might be making money. You know, there's so many different ways in which the issue of how do we occupy ourselves, our kids, between birth and death. There's so many different ways of doing it. It is actually, we have more options than bees and birds. Yeah, I suppose that's what being a sort of so-called higher animal means. You've just got a few more options. Anyway, look, the shower has happened. I've got to get on with the day. Here's to Coder Dojo. And whoever were the people who were sitting around having a conversation, out of which came the idea, let's do something together.